Syrian-American singer Gaida has been in the United States for more than two decades, but in the past few months, she's found her new home in the U.S. increasingly at odds with her first home in Damascus as anti-refugee rhetoric ramps up in this country and the war in her country drags on. Gaida's music mixes traditional Arabic sounds with American jazz and folk music, and she says performing allows her to connect with the people and places she loves in Syria. Gaida joins me now in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about how you came to this country, your story getting here from Syria two decades ago.
I came here to study, and I fell in love with America and decided to stay.
What did you fall in love with?
Everything. The water, the rivers, the beauty of the nature, the people. I love that. The fact that American people, when they see you, they greet you and they talk to you and they smile, even though they don't know you, and they start exchanging stories with you about their personal life. I like that.
And so you've risen to a certain amount of attention now for an unfortunate reason, the war that's going on in Syria. There's no question about that. Looking back across the world at your old home, I'm sure you still have lots of friends there and probably some family. So tell me what it's like for you to be here enjoying the people and the water and the smiles of the United States while some really terrible things are going on in Syria.
You know, every night I sleep and I don't know if the next day some of my friends are still there or alive or not. You know, they're worried about their basic things right now, basic needs like, you know, they don't know if the electricity is going to come back, if there's water or not, or it's going to be food the next day or not, if they're going to survive when they leave the home or not. It's a very hard situation. And I'm sure the only thing that, you know, they rely on is their connection to each other, their love to each other.
Well, I want to listen to a song that you've made called Salam Min Damascus. It means peace in Damascus. It's a traditional Syrian song. Let's listen for a minute, and then I want to ask you about it. Now, that's certainly a very traditional sounding song, Gaida. Talk about it a little bit, Salam Min Damask.
Salam Min Dimashq, it actually means greetings from Damascus. Okay. And the word greeting in Arabic is also peace. I wrote that in 2006 when there was a war on South Lebanon from Israel. And I had two friends that I grew up with, studied in the university together, in the University of Damascus, and they lived in Sur, a city in South Lebanon, and I didn't know how they were doing. So I was watching all the devastation that's happening in the internet, and I couldn't help it. I couldn't call them and know if they're alive or not, so I just wrote this song. And what ironic is right now, the song works for now, because now the devastation and the war in Syria.
I want to play another song now of yours called Ilakshi. It's a song of a very different style than the last one that we listened to.
Biddi ilakshi la'ayunak ahki Mish am barif ki Kif ibda fi.
Okay, that's called Ilakshi. You've told me that means tell you something. Mm-hmm. Now, I think that you're an Antonio Jobim fan. I think you listen to a lot of Brazilian music. That's what it sounds like to me.
I like Brazilian music a lot. And, you know, this I wrote this song. The rhythm was, when I wrote it, the rhythm was actually Arabic rhythm. And then when I worked with my guitarist, Arturo Martinez, he suggested that rhythm, and it synced in right away, and it's just transformed the song, and I loved it. This is also the New York sound. This is like marriage between the two sounds, you know, of Damascus and New York, and it comes out just naturally like this.
You've lived in this country for 20 years, and I'm sure that your friends and the people who know you view you the same way, at least I assume so. the rest of the country maybe hasn't spent a lot of time thinking about Syrians or Syria. And it's been a pretty troubling reaction over the last few months, I have to say.
It's heartbreaking. Heartbreaking for the Syrian refugees, because that's effect their ability to come here. And these are vulnerable people, their families. They worked all their life hard to survive and keep their family together. And they're just running away from devastation. They're good, beautiful, loving people, and they're all able to contribute. We should view them as asset, not as a threat. My heart also aching on my American fellow citizens, because I don't think it's right that they are getting afraid or scared or from something that is not real. So I worry about them too. I want them to know the truth. I want them to know the reality of things, and so they will not act in fear. Because also when they act in fear, they don't do what they need to do as a human being. And the responsibility as a human being is to help other people in need. And when you don't help people in need, you feel ache inside. So it's important to be true to the American people and to explain to them that a human being are everywhere are the same. They just want to survive. They want to have dignity and have a decent life.
There appears to be a plan now for some peace talks about Syria's future. I think those plans are pretty loose for now, and they're going to take years probably to develop. I'm just interested in your hope for the future of that country, as bad as things are right now. When you look at the next 2 or 3 years, what do you hope for Syria?
I want the war to stop. I want the death and devastation to stop. Just to think that this country that lived for 10,000 years and those people who contributed to the world, they should get this chance to live and be happy.
That's Syrian-American singer and artist Gaida, resident of New York, native of Syria. Gaida, thank you for joining me, and thank you for playing some of your music for us.
Thank you.
And here's something to take with you today, a very different response to the thousands fleeing the war in Syria. One North American city says it's been inundated with volunteers wanting to help Syrian refugees. Nearly 6,000 people have stepped up to offer help. It's a wonderful challenge. It's an amazing challenge. We've been overwhelmed by their generosity, so says Director of Settlement Services Chris Friesen. Now, Friesen says they're expecting 200 government-assisted refugees to arrive next month, and he's working frantically to train new volunteers and to match them with refugees. Meanwhile, local churches and schools are creating hundreds of gift baskets full of coffee, grocery vouchers, and a message of welcome, and it's all being distributed to Syrian refugees arriving in Vancouver, Canada. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Todd Zwillich, in for John Hockenberry today. This is The Takeaway.